It's 4:32. This is 90.7 WFAE News. A bill to take the Charlotte airport from the city's control is now ready for takeoff after a few months of delay. This morning, the measure cleared a final House committee and now heads to the floor where its passage is likely. WFAE's Julie Rose joins me to talk about some pretty big changes in that measure. Julie, if I'm counting right, this is the ninth version of this bill. So how different is it?
Well, for one, the city of Charlotte would have much more say in creating and influencing the regional authority that would govern the airport. The first version of this measure let Charlotte appoint just one person to a 13-member airport authority board. This latest version creates a smaller board of 11 people, and city officials would get to appoint four of those. Mecklenburg and the five counties surrounding it will still get to make appointments, as in previous versions, but the governor and the General Assembly no longer have a say. And that's mainly because a consultant hired by Charlotte to study the issue says the city itself really needs to retain a big voice with this airport, which it has built up and run for more than 70 years. Also, let me just mention, the new measure does order the airport authority to consider whether the city should be compensated for its investment in the airport after it loses control.
Now, I know Charlotte officials have been opposed to losing control of the airport. Are they any happier with this latest version?
I don't think anyone is happy about this right now. Lawmakers sponsoring the measure are livid that they spent the last month trying to negotiate with Charlotte, and most recently they offered to form a study commission instead of passing the measure right away. But Mayor Patsy Kinsey yesterday rejected that offer. She thinks the commission would have been a farce because lawmakers have made up their minds to create an airport authority. However that would have turned out, it seems to me that the last few months of back and forth have actually only just served to entrench these two sides more firmly in their views.
And this latest bill seems likely to pass?
It does, maybe as soon as next week. It needs a full vote in the House. It'll have to be approved by the Senate because it's changed significantly, as we mentioned. But the governor does not have to sign off on it because it only affects a local area. However, the airport handoff to this regional authority would not happen until January of next year.
WFAE's Julie Rose, thanks for catching us up.
You're welcome.